We will not tolerate trade abuses. That was the message US President Donald Trump delivered this afternoon to regional leaders attending the APEC summit in Vietnam. He said America would not tolerate the theft of intellectual property and lashed out at what he termed unfair trade practices. President Trump withdrew the US from the landmark Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal in January. Getting a framework for a new TPP without one of the biggest global traders is the focus of this APEC summit. Professor Peter Drysdale, a former APEC chairman and head of the East Asian Bureau of Economic Research at the Australian National University, says an agreement is vital, not just for regional economy, but also security. I asked him which countries were behind a reported last-minute stalling of an in-principle deal.
It's likely to have been one of the emerging economies that are part of the process who, with the US out of it too, have little to gain from the concessions they made, because the US diversion of trade towards them, Vietnam and Malaysia in particular, was such an important part of the outcome for them.
What does Australia get out of it? How important is it for Australia that there is an agreement?
This is, in an important sense, a moment of truth for APEC, because APEC was an organisation, a process which committed the region to a multilateral approach to international trade. A lot of countries signed on through APEC to this approach that weren't committed to it before. And of course, that's been the core of the success of industrial development in Asia through the time since the foundations of APEC were laid back in 1989. If APEC this time fails to stand for those principles protection of the regime through commitment in principle, at least to the TPP-11 process, and making other statements supporting regional and multilateral liberalisation that supports the global trade regime, then APEC would have been untrue to its core principles. And the core principles upon which the whole prosperity, economic security, and also political security in Asia and the Pacific rest.
Political security has been a big topic of late with Donald Trump in the region. He's vowed to correct a huge trade imbalance with China and Japan. How do you think he might do that, and what impact would that have for the region?
Well, the danger for other countries is that he'll do it by doing preferred deals with China that aren't open to the normal competitive forces of the marketplace, special deals. So it's important for us in particular, but all the countries of the region, to stand up against that, because what it does is mean that we and other countries are cut out of a slice of these deals, and that's damaging to, you know, a roughly level playing field that's protected by the WTO regime and all that. So it is important in that context too to be clear that we stand for a multilateral system, and a commitment to an in-principle deal on the TPP in Da Nang will help to do that. Another thing that will help to do it, importantly, of course, is to make significant progress and a similar commitment to an in-principle deal on the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, which will, if it's done, be done alongside the East Asian Summit meeting, which President Trump is also now attending in the Philippines.
So these are quite critical times, it would seem, that you're saying, for trade in the region and how it goes forward, and also ultimately security as well.
I think that's very true, Dominic. And, you know, we might all wake up in the morning afterwards if these things aren't done in a clear and decisive way and feel nothing's changed. But be sure things will have changed fundamentally if this line isn't drawn in the sand in Da Nang and in the Philippines.
Professor Peter Drysdale, head of the East Asian Bureau of Economic Research at the Australian National University.